Hello and welcome back. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most visually satisfying topics in the whole GCSE physics specification, diffraction. And I genuinely mean that. When you understand diffraction, you start noticing it everywhere. In the way sound travels around corners, in why your radio still works in a valley, even in the colors you see on a CD. It's one of those topics that makes the invisible world of waves suddenly feel very real. This episode is designed to take you from zero to exam ready in about 10 minutes. We'll cover the core concepts clearly, walk through exactly what OCR examiners are looking for, tackle the most common mistakes that cost students marks, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to lock it all in. So grab your revision notes, maybe a pen, and let's get started. Let's begin with the definition, because in OCR exams, a precise definition is worth a mark all by itself. Diffraction is the spreading out of waves when they pass through a gap or around an obstacle. Say that again with me. Spreading out. Not bending, not changing speed. Spreading out. I'll explain why that word choice matters enormously in a moment. Now, the key thing to understand about diffraction is that it's a property of all waves. Sound waves, water waves, light waves, radio waves, microwaves, all of them can diffract. This is actually one of the pieces of evidence we use to show that light behaves as a wave, which connects beautifully to the electromagnetic spectrum topic. So, when does diffraction happen? Diffraction always happens to some extent whenever a wave passes through a gap or around an obstacle. But the amount of diffraction, how much the wave spreads out, depends critically on one relationship, the relationship between the wavelength and the size of the gap. Here's the golden rule, and you need to know this cold for the exam. Maximum diffraction occurs when the gap width is approximately equal to the wavelength. Let me give you a way to picture this. Imagine you're trying to squeeze through a doorway. If the doorway is enormous, much wider than you, you just walk straight through, no problem. If the doorway is roughly your width, you have to turn sideways, you spread out a bit, that's like maximum diffraction. And if the doorway is tiny, much smaller than you, you can barely get through at all. Waves behave similarly. So let's go through the three scenarios you need to be able to describe and draw. Scenario one, the gap is much larger than the wavelength. In this case, the waves pass through mostly in straight lines. You only get a small amount of curving at the very edges of the wavefront near the sides of the gap. The central part of the wave carries on as if the gap wasn't there. Minimal diffraction. Scenario 2. The gap is approximately equal to the wavelength. This is the sweet spot, maximum diffraction. The waves spread out in beautiful semicircular arcs on the other side of the gap. This is what examiners love to see drawn in diagrams. Scenario 3. The gap is much smaller than the wavelength. Very little energy gets through at all, and what does get through spreads out, but the intensity is very low. Now, here's something absolutely critical for diagram questions, and this is where so many candidates lose marks. The wavelength, that is, the spacing between the wavefronts, must remain the same on both sides of the gap. Before the gap, the lines are equally spaced. After the gap, the lines must still be equally spaced, just curved. The spacing does not change. Diffraction does not change the wavelength, it only changes the direction of travel. Think of it this way. Diffraction is about shape, not speed. The waves don't speed up or slow down, they don't compress or stretch, they just fan out. Now let's talk about real-world applications, because OCR loves to ask you to apply your knowledge. Radio waves have very long wavelengths. We're talking hundreds of meters for some AM radio waves. Hills and mountains are also hundreds of meters across. So the wavelength of radio waves is comparable to the size of hills, which means radio waves diffract strongly around hills and into valleys. That's why you can often still receive radio signals even when there's a hill between you and the transmitter. Sound waves have wavelengths of roughly a few centimeters to a few meters. Doorways are roughly a meter wide, so sound diffracts around doorways and corners. That's why you can hear someone talking in the next room even when you can't see them. Light waves have incredibly tiny wavelengths, around 400 to 700 nanometers, which is less than a thousandth of a millimeter. Everyday gaps in objects are much, much larger than this, so light barely diffracts at all in everyday situations. You need a specially designed diffraction grating with gaps of a similar size to the wavelength of light to observe it clearly. This is a higher tier application point. When explaining why a particular wave does or doesn't diffract significantly around a given obstacle, you must explicitly compare the wavelength to the obstacle size. Don't just say the wavelength is long. Say the wavelength is long and comparable to the size of the obstacle, so significant diffraction occurs. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the physics is only half the battle. Common mistake number one, changing the wavelength in your diagram. This is the single most common error in diffraction diagram questions. Candidates draw the wavefronts closer together or further apart after the gap. Don't do it. Use a ruler to check that the spacing between your lines is identical before and after the gap. Common mistake number two, using the word bending. This is a trap. Bending implies refraction, a change in speed causing a change in direction. Diffraction is spreading out, not bending. If you write the waves bend as they pass through the gap, the examiner will likely not award the mark. Use spread out or spread instead. Common mistake number three, drawing perfect semicircles for a gap that is much larger than the wavelength. If the gap is wide, only the edges curve. The middle section of the wavefront continues straight. Only draw full semicircles when the gap is approximately equal to the wavelength. Common mistake number four, not relating the degree of diffraction to the relative sizes. If a question asks you to explain why radio waves diffract around hills but light does not, you must mention the comparison. Radio waves have a long wavelength comparable to the size of hills earns the mark. Radio waves have a long wavelength alone may not. For diagram questions, here's my top tip. Draw your incident wavefronts with a ruler, count the spaces, then draw your diffracted wavefronts with the same spacing. Examiners are specifically instructed to check this. For explain questions, always use the word because to link your cause to your effect. Maximum diffraction occurs because the gap width is approximately equal to the wavelength. That structure, observation, because, reason, is your friend. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the definition of diffraction? The spreading out of waves when they pass through a gap or around an obstacle. Question two, when does maximum diffraction occur? When the gap width is approximately equal to the wavelength. Question three, what must stay the same in a diffraction diagram before and after the gap? The wavelength, the spacing between the wavefronts. Question four, why do radio waves diffract around hills but light does not? Because radio waves have a long wavelength comparable to the size of hills, whereas the wavelength of light is much smaller than everyday obstacles. Question five, what word should you use instead of bending when describing diffraction? Spreading out. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the five things you absolutely must remember for your OCR exam. One, diffraction is the spreading out of waves through a gap or around an obstacle. Two, maximum diffraction occurs when gap width approximately equals wavelength. Three, wavelength does not change during diffraction. Keep your diagram spacings equal. Four, use spreading out, never bending. Five, always compare wavelength to obstacle size when explaining real-world examples. This topic is worth marks across AO1, AO2, and AO3, so whether the question asks you to define, describe, draw, or apply, you now have the tools to answer it confidently. Thank you so much for listening. Keep revising, keep practicing those diagrams, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this.